好，感谢主，让我们在这个周末啊，能有这样一次的一个聚会。
We can have this special meeting this weekend.
我始终感觉呢，用这种的方式的聚会呢，好像里面总是觉得缺点什么。
I really feel that there's some lack having this type of meeting.
我们一位年长的弟兄
，Our elderly brother，
他呢说他面对着这个什么电脑呢，虽然他有预备，但是他还讲不出来。
Even though he was prepared, but when he faced his computer, he just cannot release the message.
我也有同感的。
I do kind of feel the same way.
从三月份开始，我们就用这种方式聚会。
Starting March, we use this mode of to gather together.
直到今天呢，我仍旧感觉用这种方式哈，好像这个灵里面总是感觉不够那么能够自由和释放。
And up to this day, I feel that in my spirit, it doesn't feel as released and as free.
不过弟兄姊妹，因为这个疫情的缘故，我们不得已非用这样的方式不可。
Due to this pandemic, we have no choice but to use this type of method to gather together.
所以呢，我们靠主的恩典啊，也勉强用这种方式来聚会。
And so by His grace, we are forced into this type of meeting.
我可以看到你们大家吗？我这样比较好一点。
This is better. I can see all of you.
对，至少我不是对着我自己讲道啊。对，我知道你们在听。那弟兄姊妹已经知道这一次我们要交通的题目和内容。
Brothers and sisters, you all know that the topic we will fellowship on.
我知道这些呢都是非常机要也是非常重要的一些真理。
These are very vital and important truths.
所以希望呢，那么借着这次的交通呢，那么给我们大家呢，那么有一点点的这个提醒啊，那么和我们应当知道怎么样在主面前来跟从他。
And so through this time of fellowship, we can be reminded and know how to follow our Lord.
主若许可，那么我们交通四个点，讲到与神和好，与神交通，与神同行，与神同工。
And so, with the grace of God, we want to fellowship on four things, and that's it's reconciliation with God, fellowship with God, walk with God, and work with God.
我们等于从这个最基本的一个经历一直讲到比较重要的一些侍奉的一些原则。
And so we start from the more basic one and continue to fellowship up to how to work with God.
那么今天呢，我们先交通这个与神和好。
And so today, this morning we're gonna fellowship on reconciliation with God.
我请弟兄姊妹呢，先和我一同来读一些主的话。
I want brothers and sisters to first start and read the word of God with me.
请弟兄姊妹打开罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans 5.
我们先读第一节和第二节。
And let's read Romans 5 verse 1 and 2.
我先读中文，姊妹读英文。
Read in Chinese first and sister will read in English.
罗马书第五章第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。 我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站在恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, this grace, within we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
我们再读第十节和十一节。
And then verses 10 and 11.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
Verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son,much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
哥林多后书第五章，也是第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
我们要从十七节，十七节读到二十一节。
We'll read from verse 17 to 21.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit,that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin,that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
我们再读以弗所书。
And let's read.
以弗所书二章十六节。
Ephesians 2:16.
以弗所书二章十六节，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Ephesians 2:16. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
最后我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Then Colossians chapter 1.
我们从二十节读到二十二节。
From verse 20 to 22.
哥罗西书第一章二十节，既借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。你们 从前与神隔绝，因着恶行心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 to 22. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
我开头的时候呢，我想要把圣经中啊这个小小的词叫做与神这个词呢，先给弟兄姊妹做个解释。
So in the beginning, I want to explain to brothers and sisters,this phrase, with God.
英文很简单，叫 with God 啊。那么呢，中文呢是与神啊，很简单。那么，因为我们在哈属灵的世上啊，我们里面常常有时候会有一个问题。
With regards to spiritual things, sometimes within us we have a question.
到底我们在神面前呢，我们应该主动呢？还是被动。
Before God, are we supposed to be passive or active?
我不知道弟兄姊妹，在你的属灵生活里，你是不是会有这样的问题？
I don't know if brothers and sisters, you have this question in your spiritual life.
因为这是我们属灵生活中一个很重要的反应。
Because this is a very important reaction in our spiritual life.
也是一个重要的态度。
And this is also a very important attitude.
那么这个与神这个字呢?
And this phrase with God.
看起来好像是我们主动啊。
It looks as if we are being active.
你要与神相合，和好。
You have to be reconciled to God.
你要与神交通。
You have to have fellowship with God.
你要与神同行。
You have to walk with God.
你要与神同工。
And you have to work with God.
但是其实呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个小小的词里面包括了一个非常重要的原则。
But actually, this small phrase,encompass a very important principle.
因为我们要知道我们的神做事从来不被动。
Because we should know that our God, is not passive.
他是全能全智的神。
He's Almighty God.
他所有一切事都是他主动。
And so he really initiates all things.
所以呢，这个与神这个字呢，说明了我们属灵生活侍奉中一个非常重要的原则。
And so this phrase with God speak of a very important principle in our living and in our work for God.
啊，我希望弟兄姊妹，你先记住这句话，我们慢慢的会解释。
And so brothers and sisters, please remember this word first.And we will continue to expound on it.
这个与神呢，是说明什么？说明被动中的主动。
This phrase with God talks about being passively active.
Yeah, 翻得非常好啊 ，passively active 啊，就是你记住这句话。
Remember this.
这是我们在读这是我们在主面前呢最正确的态度。
This is the most correct attitude that we can have before God.
凡是我们在被动中来主动，这都是神所喜悦的。
So when we are passively active, this really pleases God.
因为我们知道，假使不是神主动，你想主动也没用。
Because after if God does not initiate, your being active is really futile.
比方说，神愿意与你同在，那么呢，你也愿意与他同在，那么才有意义，对吧？
So God wants to be with us, and you want to be with Him. So this is good.
因为神如果不要与你同在，你想跟他同在也不行。
So, if God does not want to be with you, but you want to be with Him, that cannot happen.
所以请我们记得，这个与神这个字，包括一个重要的属灵原则，就是我们在被动中来主动。
And so, this phrase with God encompasses.A principle of being passively active before God.
举一个简单的例子说明一下。
Let us give a simple example.
啊，比方说我们爱我们的孩子。
For example, we love our kids.
啊，那么有的时候呢，孩子也会主动的来爱你。
And sometimes the kids will also want to love you.
哎呀。你就非常快乐，对不对？
And so you're very happy about this.
因为孩子知道父母爱他。
Because the kid knows that the parents love him.
我讲一件很有趣的事情啊。
Let me talk about an interesting thing.
你们很多人认识我那个老大 Joseph.
You know my firstborn Joseph.
他这个做学生的时候呢
，And he was a student.
当然他没有钱啊，他都是父母供应他的。
So he does not have his own money. He was supplied by his parents.
所以有一次我那个过生日呢，他就想买个礼物给我。
And one time it was my birthday, and he wanted to buy a gift for me.
但是没有钱。
But he doesn't have money.
所以呢，我就给他一点钱。
And so I gave him some money.
那么他就用我的钱买了个礼物送给我。
And so he used my money to buy a gift for me.
他给我的时候，他非常不好意思。
And when he gave it to me, he was very uneasy.
他说，爸爸，我是用你的钱买礼物送给你的。
He said, I used your money to buy a gift for you.
但是我心里非常快乐。
But in my heart, I was so happy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天啊，我们知道一切都是神主动。
Brothers and sisters, we know that today, everything is initiated by God.
但是神希望在他的主动中我们好像是被动的，但是呢，我们可以主动的爱他。
And in His active initiation, we can, as if passively, but actively love Him.
所以这个就是与神这个词啊，它的意义。
And so this is the meaning of this phrase with God.
所以我们基督徒要明白一件事情啊。
So we Christians have to understand one thing.
我们在属灵的事情上面
in spiritual things,
不仅神爱我们，供应我们一切
not only does God love us and supply us,
我们也有在恩典中当尽的责任
but we have duty in grace.
既然神愿意，我们也要愿意
SinceGod is willing, we have to be willing.
所以作为神的儿女啊，我们不是哦完全神给我们预备一切，我们光是领受的。
And so as children of God, it's not that because God prepares so much for us, all we do is just receive.
我们虽然不能为他做什么，但是呢，我们的态度，我们里面的感觉应该有一个正确的反应。
It is true that we really cannot do anything for him, but we need to have a correct response.
因为我们的神知道。
Because our God knows.
如果今天我们做很多的事情。
If today we do so many things.
我们不是跟他在一起。
And we're not really with him.
我们是一定失败的。
Then we're definitely going to fail.
所以这个与神这个词里面呢也包括着我们基督徒得胜的经历。
And so this phrase with God also encompasses our experience of overcoming.
很多基督徒失败的原因就是你没有跟神在一起。
The reason why many Christians fail is because they're not with God.
因为我们要知道我们人的智慧啊我们的能力啊是挡不住仇敌的诡计和他的攻击。
We need to know that our wisdom and knowledge is not enough to withstand the attack of the evil one.
所以主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候。
So when the Lord, is the Word who became flesh on earth.
他的名叫做以马内利。
His name is called Emmanuel.
就讲到说神与我们同在，对吧？
And that means God with us.
所以有神与我们同在，那我们是一定得胜的。
So with God with us, then we are going to overcome.
我们也不需要惧怕任何的难处。
And we do not have to be afraid of any difficulty.
啊，我想现在弟兄姊妹们明白这个与神的这个意义了哈。
I believe brothers and sisters now understand the meaning of with God.
啊，我再强调一下，是被动中的主动。
Let me emphasize one more time. This is being passively active.
呀，就神不动，你也不要动。
If God does not move, you should not move.
那么神如果动，你就积极的配合。
And if God moves, then you cooperate and move with Him.
好，我想我们如果把这个词呢的意义先把它抓住了。
So if we can grab the meaning of this phrase.
那我们下面来讲这个与神和好，弟兄姊妹就更多的明白它的意义。
Then when we talk about reconciliation with God, then we can understand more the meaning of that.
在罗马书第五章啊。
In Romans chapter 5.
我们知道这里呢是保罗讲到基督徒因信称义之后的一种的光景。
In chapter 5, Paul talks about the condition of Christians after being justified by faith.
因为我们因信称义之后呢我们第一他这里第一件事情告诉我们我们跟神之间呢就可以和好。
He told us that after being justified by faith, we now have peace with God.
先讲到 peace with God.
First, he talked about peace with God.
弟兄姊妹，这个太重要了。
This is very important.
在我们的生活里，我们如果跟神之间是保持这个相合的。
If in our lives we maintain this peace with God,
这是我们生活中最大的平安。
This is really the greatest peace in our daily living.
如果你跟神之间你有平安，那就是最大的平安。
If you have peace with God, then it's the greatest peace.
我们都知道人类堕落之后啊。
We know after the fall of man,
我们人里面还是有良心的。
Within us, we still have our conscience.
你知道这个良心上面的不安，它的不能够 peace 啊，这是一个大的问题啊。就是说，假使我们跟神，我们如果做人呢，良心不平安呢，这个是一件很痛苦的事，对吧
？So if in our conscience we don't have peace, this is a very difficult thing for men.
所以主的恩典呢把我们摆在称义的地位上的时候呢我们第一件事 跟神的之间保持了平安。
And so after being justified by faith, we have peace with God.
弟兄姊妹们，这里保罗在罗马书第五章开头讲啊，我们 peace with God 与神相和，这是我们与神和好的最重要的基础。
And so this peace with God is the most basic foundation.
我们都知道犹太人呢。
We know the Jews.
他们见面的时候都喜欢说 shalom, shalom, 平安啊。
When they meet each other, they say shalom, which means peace.
为什么他们要说 shalom 呢？
Why do they say shalom?
因为他们活在神的律法之下。
It's because they live under the law.
在律法之下呢，最大的需要就是平安。
Under the law, the most thing that you need is peace.
因为呢，我们知道我们在律法的要求底下，很多时候都会造成我们良心上面的不安。
Under the requirements of the law, it always creates a lack of peace in the conscience.
所以如果我们首先跟神之间我们没有问题，没有难处，能够平安，弟兄姊妹，这是一个最大的平安。
And so if we don't have any trouble between us and God, then that's the greatest peace.
所以保罗在世的时候啊，
When Paul was on earth,
他常常讲，他说呢，我在神面前我是一个平安的良心的。
And he always says that before God, I have peace in my conscience.
所以不管你们怎么误会我，你们怎么样的攻击我，我在神面前，我里面是有平安的。
So no matter how you attack me, I have peace before God.
所以我刚刚讲了，这个与神之间的这个相合，这个平安，是与神和好的重要的基础。
And that's why this peace with God is a very important element in our reconciliation with God.
所以我们从罗马书第五章里读下去，你就看见他从 peace with God 啊，在与神相合，一直讲到与神和好。
And that's why it started from peace with God and continued to reconciliation with God.
或许我再举个例子来说明。
Let me give another example.
你看今天世界上哈，我觉得在政府的官员里面最忙的呢，那不仅是总统。
Among the government officials, the one who's most busy might not just be the president.
最忙的是那个外交部长。
The one who's most busy is the foreign minister.Or the Secretary of State.
他整天都全世界飞呀。
Because he's flying all over the world.
他在做什么事情呢？
What is he doing?
他就是在做和好的事情，对不对？
What he's doing is trying to make peace.
所以有的时候我们跟别的国家之间，也许我们是 peace 的，但是呢，是有和平，但是不一定和好。
But then,Sometimes we might have peace with other countries, but actually we're not reconciled with them.
啊，这些外交部长跑到别的国家去跟别的国家的领袖外交部长拉手啊。
So this foreign minister go to another country, meet with their foreign minister, and then shaking hands.
他们都强调说我们是如何的和好和好。
They try to say,Oh, you know, we're reconciled. We're good friends.
啊，他们最喜欢用的就是我们从此之后是全面的战略伙伴。嗯，你这个这是什么意思啊？
They said from now on we're like companions.
啊，就是要不仅是和平的，并且呢要和好。
So not only is there peace, but they're reconciled.
所以我们基督徒的生活里，我们不仅知道主的救恩已经使我们称义与神和平。
So in our Christian life, not only are we having peace with God,
保罗更注重的，我们与神和好了吗？
What Paul is emphasizing is, Are we reconciled to God? We know that after man fell,
可以说在整个社会中间最困难的事情就是和好。
The hardest thing here on earth is reconciliation.
有的时候和平但不一定和好。
Sometimes there seems to have peace, but there's no reconciliation.
同样的，在我们的家庭里，在社会里，甚至在教会里面也是一样。
Similarly, in our family, in society, or in the church, it's the same way.
所以我们看见地上的教会啊，有很多时候这个和好是一个大问题。
And so in the church on earth, reconciliation is the big issue.
所以呢，因此呢，保罗呢，在他的书信里面呢，告诉我们，我们不仅与神之间有一个和平，我们还需要与神和好。
And that's why in Paul's letter, he tells us that not only we need to have peace with God, but we need to be reconciled to God.
我先这里先提一下啊。
So let me mention this first.
这里有两个步骤需要知道的。
There are two steps that we need to know.
第一个呢，就是我们自己先要与神和好。
First is,We have to be reconciled to God.
然后呢，是我们要使人与神和好。
And then we let other people be reconciled to God.
所以我们知道这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is very important thing.
所以感谢主啊。
So thank the Lord.
我们如何能与神和好呢？
How are we reconciled to God?
所以保罗的书信里面就讲到，是神使我们与他和好。
And so in Paul's letter, he tells us that it is God who let us be reconciled with him.
因为我们知道神是又公义又圣洁的。
We know that God is just and holy.
那么我们跟他之间呢，差得太远了，对不对？
And we're so far from him.
神知道如果我们要主动与他相合是合不了的。
He knows that if we want to initiate this reconciliation, it's not possible.
所以这是恩典，神极大的恩典。
And so this is grace, great grace of God.
神使我们与他和好。
God made it possible for us to be reconciled to him.
那么在哥罗西书里面告诉我们，在哥罗西书里面说到
，In the book of Colossians, it speaks of.
保罗说，我们原是与神为敌的。
We were enemies of God.
我们晓得，在这个宇宙中间，撒旦是与神为敌的。
We know that in this universe, Satan is the enemy of God.
所以撒旦呢？也使人变成与神为敌。
And so Satan also made man to be enemies of God.
所以我们知道这个和好的对面就是为敌。
And so the opposite of reconciliation is enmity.
哥罗西书告诉我们，从前跟神之间根本就是隔绝的。
And in Colossians, it says that we were alienated or separated from God.
我们是被 shut out, 我们是断绝，跟神之间完全是断绝的。
We're shut out, separated from God.
就是我们对神呢，是无知也是无感的，没有知觉，没有感觉。
So we do not know God and we...
所以你看我们没信主之前
We do not know God and we don't feel him and we don't sense him.
但是我们要提醒
In the past we were like that.
今天即使我们蒙恩得救了我们也还是要提醒自己
But even today we have been saved we have to remind ourselves.
我们基督徒不能过着一个与神有隔绝的这种生活
We cannot live a life that is shut out or separated from God.
那么哥罗西书告诉我们，因着恶行啊，我们心里面与神为敌。
And in Colossians, it says that because they're wicked works in our mind, that we are alienated and become enemies of God.
所以这里提醒我们很小心，我们的心思啊，有时候充满了恶。
This reminds us that sometimes our mind and thoughts are full of wickedness.
因为这个世界上很多人是他不希望有神啊，他也不想要有神。
In this world, there are people who do not want to have God, do not want to have anything to do with God.
但是你知道，基督徒啊，有时候作恶起来的时候。也是希望最好没有神。
But when Christians sin, it's the same way. You hope there's no God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是我们原来的一个光景。
Brothers and sisters, this was what we were before.
我们根本就不可能与神相合。
We cannot be reconciled with God.
但是呢，神用他的方法。使我们与他相合。
But God used His own way to allow us to be reconciled with Him.
那么神的方法是什么呢？
Now what is God's way?
这就是主耶稣基督的救恩呢。
And this is the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是借着基督使我们与他和好。
It's through the Lord Jesus that we are reconciled to God.
所以希伯来书第二章十七节啊。
So in Hebrews chapter 2:17,
讲到我们的主耶稣基督，他是挽回祭。
It says how our Lord is made the propitiation of our sin.
是我们的主挽回这种光景。
It's how God, being a propitiation, how Jesus being a propitiation reconciled us to Him.
所以我们借着基督的死
So through the death of Christ
一面除去我们的罪
On one hand cleanse us from all our sin
另外一面呢借着圣灵的重生我们得着一个新的生命
And through the Holy Spirit we're born again and we have a new life
当然我们知道除罪是消极的东西
And we know that the cleansing from sin has a few things
是 negative 的东西。
Negative. Oh, cleansing from sin is a negative.
把一个新的生命放在我们的里面。
And when the Holy Spirit put a new life in us,
我们真是满心感谢我们的主。
We are very thankful to our Lord.
因为他道成肉身，他站在我们的这一面。
Because he was word become flesh and stand beside us on our side.
所以在这个天平神的天平上面呢，我们才能够把一些事情摆平了。
And so in the balance scale of God, we can be balanced.
所以我们要知道啊，这个和好这件事情啊，不仅是一个态度问题，是一个性质的问题。
So.This reconciliation is also a quality.
这 是个 nature 的问题，它就说明了为什么神要把这样的生命赐给我们。
So reconciliation is a matter of nature. The God give us this life.
所以你里面如果没有主的生命，你不可能与神和好的。
So if you do not have God's life, you cannot be reconciled to Him.
所以这个性质上面的相合啊，才是真正的能和好的原因。
So the similarity in nature is what makes us reconciled to God.
所以我们真是满心感谢我们的主。
And so we thank our God.
他不仅成了我们的救赎，他也是我们的生命。
Not only is He our Savior and our, but He is also our life.
所以这个主耶稣为了使我们能够与神和好
So for us to be reconciled with God, the Lord Jesus
他真的是付上了极重大的代价
He really paid a really great price
所以在哥林多后书里面告诉我们
And so in 2 Corinthians it tells us
他不将我们的过犯归在我们身上。
He did not put on us our trespasses.
神使那无罪的代替我们成为罪。
The one who is without sin becomes a substitute for us who are sinful.
保罗写这些话的那个主要的用意就是什么？要带进我们的与神和好。
And the reason why Paul wrote this is so that we will be reconciled with God.
所以呢，今天我们能够与神和好啊，弟兄姊妹们，这背后嘱咐了重大的代价。
So today, for us to be reconciled with God, God did really paid a very great price.
那么我们也许问哈，我们跟神和好有什么意义呢？
Maybe we ask, what's the purpose of this reconciliation?
保罗在他的书信里面告诉我们，我们与神和好是一件非常有福的事情，有很大的福分在里面。
Paul told us that this reconciliation is such a blessed thing for us.
你看在罗马书第五章啊。
In Romans chapter 5.
这个第十节那里说啊。
That's in verse 10.
我们既已和好，就更要因他的身得救。
It says that being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
你与神一和好，有一个非常大的一个福分。
When you're reconciled with God, there's such a great blessedness.
我们就能够因他的生命得救。
Because we would be saved by his life.
请弟兄姊妹记得，这里的话不是写给那些还没信主的人。
Please remember, brothers and sisters, this word was not written to those, to unbelievers.
是写给我们这些蒙恩的基督徒的。
This word was written to us Christians who are saved by grace.
就是我们不仅一次需要主救我们。
We not only need that one time salvation.
我们其实天天的生活里都需要主救我们。
But actually, daily, we need the Lord to save us.
弟兄姊妹，你有这个感觉吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this feeling, this sense?
我信主都几十年了。
I believe the Lord for more than 50 years.
但是我仍旧需要主救我，常常救我。
To this day, I need the Lord to save me continuously.
所以保罗在他晚年写信给提摩太的时候，
And so in his old age, when Paul wrote to Timothy,
他仍旧称主耶稣为救主。
He still called our Lord his Savior.
他这么老练了，但是还是需要主的拯救。
He's already so experienced, but he still needs the Lord to save him.
所以这里告诉我们，如果你能够与神和好。
So here it says, if you're reconciled with God,
主的生命就不断在我们的生命，在我们生活中能够救赎我们。
Then his life will continually save us in our daily life.
我们都知道主耶稣的生命呢，是解决一切问题的答案。
We know that the life of our Lord Jesus is the solution of all.
因为仇敌手中的最厉害的工具就是死亡，对吧？
The greatest opposition is death.
今天撒旦仍旧用死亡不断的攻击基督徒的个人，攻击主的教会。
Today, Satan used death to attack Christians individually and the church.
我们可以说，我们生活在一个四面都是仇敌的环境里面。
Today we live in an environment surrounded by the attack of the enemy.
你随时都会碰见死亡的事情。
Anytime you will meet death.
但是感谢神，你只要有了神的生命，就可以胜过死亡。
But thank the Lord that as long as you have the life of the Lord, you can overcome death.
我们知道，约翰在晚年的时候，
We know John is in his old age.
他深深的 感觉到这件事情的重要。
He deeply realized the importance of this.
所以他写约翰福音。
So he wrote the Gospel of John.
写约翰一二三书。
First and second, third John.
都是强调生命的重要。
He really emphasized the importance of life.
那么特别我们在约翰福音里面。
Especially in the Gospel of John.
他记载了八个神迹，对吧？
He recorded eight signs.
每一个神迹都是说明一件什么事情呢？
And each of these signs, what does it refer to?
基督是生命的主。
Christ is the Lord of life.
主到哪里，生命就到哪里。
Wherever the Lord goes, there is life.
生命到哪里，难处就过去了。
And where life is there, the problem disappears.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要满心感谢我们的主。
And so brothers and sisters, we have to thank our Lord wholeheartedly.
当你能与神之间有个和好的关系。
When you're reconciled with God.
你第一个所能得做的就是因他的身得救。
The first thing you gain is saved by his life.
你看我们把约翰福音呢快快的看一下啊。
If we go through quickly, the Gospel of John.
在第二章里面我们看见那个迦拿的婚宴啊，在婚宴中他们有了难处。
We see that in the wedding at Cana, there was a problem there.
酒用尽了。
Because the wine is all used up.
感谢主，因为主在那里。
But thank the Lord, our Lord Jesus was there.
当然了，这个婚宴有很多的不同的解释啊。
Of course, there are many interpretations about this wedding feast.
那么，当然也可以讲到我们家庭有困难呢。
Maybe you say there's
婚姻有问题了。
Difficulty in family, difficulty in marriage.
但是主在那里就解决这个问题，生命进来了。
But where the Lord is and life comes in.The problem goes away.
你看在第四章我们看见那个大臣那个大臣的儿子这个生病了。
In chapter 4 we see that the son of the official was sick.
这个大臣呢就是我们今天所说世界上有办法的人对吧。
And so this nobleman is somebody who is, we would say today, is very capable.
但是呢儿子生病他就没办法了。
But the son is sick and so he can't do anything.
他求主。
And so he pleaded with the Lord.
所以生命的主进来了儿子 就病就得医治。
And when the Lord of life comes in, the son was healed.
在第五章里面讲到那个三十八年的瘫子。
And in chapter 5 talks about the infirm who was sick for 38 years.
这在人看来都是没有希望的这些
啊。In man's eyes, it's really hopeless.
但是主把生命带来了他就得医治。
But the Lord brings in life and he was healed.
解决了瘫痪的问题。
And so it solved the problem of him being paralyzed or not being able to move.
弟兄姊妹我每次啊看见这个瘫痪呢，我里面就有很深的感觉。
When I see a person paralyzed, I have a deep feeling.
那个故事不仅讲到整个犹太教是瘫痪。
It not only
犹太人是瘫痪。
Talks about how the Jews are all paralyzed.
我们常常有感觉，好像我们在主面前呢过的生活呢，好像一个瘫痪的生活一样。
We also feel our life before the Lord is also paralyzed.
弟兄姊妹，你现在在属灵的道路上面，你还是走得很轻快吗？你还在奔跑吗？还是你在那里都停顿了呢？
Today in your spiritual life, are you still running swiftly or are you already stuck there?
有时候我看见好像有的地方整个聚会呢你跟那个给你的感觉就是一个瘫痪的一个聚会。
Sometimes I feel this whole meeting is like paralyzed. and stop.
一点活力都没有。
There's no life, no strength of life there.
就好像先知以西结所看见的一样。
It's really like what the prophet Ezekiel saw.
你看他往左躺，往右躺，那都是瘫痪。
Goes to the right, to the left, all everywhere is paralysis.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们需要从这个瘫痪的光景中出来。
If you want to get out of paralysis, you need the life of the Lord.
所以呢，这个与神之间的和好，它会带来生命的一个供应。
Reconciliation with God will bring the supply of life.
到了第六章，你看见那个五饼二鱼，对吧？
Then you see in chapter 5 loaves and 2 fish.
我们常常有时候也在说，我们感觉，哎呀，我们这个器皿好小啊，这个拿出点东西也不够大家吃的，对不对？我在服侍中间呢，过去也是有时候碰见非常窘迫的光景。In
my service, I've also faced very dire situation.
我觉得我供应不上这些东西了。
I feel I cannot supply their needs.
但是感谢主。 生命的主进来了。
But thank the Lord, the Lord of life enters in.
哇，你看见那个供应就出来了。 And
then you see the supply comes out.
我有很多次，有时候聚完会之后呢，哎呦，我自己里面都很喜乐啊。Many
times after a meeting, I myself was full of joy.
我想，我就这么一点点，我居然能供应这么多人的需要，你看吗？
I feel I have such little, and yet I was able to supply all the needs here.
这个不是我们自己的才干，也不是我们的口才，也不是我们的知识。
This is not our eloquence, our knowledge, or our ability.
如果你跟神之间是和好的，
If you're truly reconciled to God,
是没有问题的。
There's no problem between the two of you.
这个主的生命进来了。 什么难处都解决了。
The life of the Lord enters in and it solves all problems.
我们看见在第六章，约翰福音第六章，主耶稣还在海面上行走，对吧？
Again, on chapter 6, we see how the Lord walks on the water.
门徒们在海中起了风浪。
And there was a storm brewing in the sea.
这个也在我的里面也是一个很深的一个感觉。
And again, this is, I have a deep feeling towards this.
侍奉主这么多年了。Having
served the Lord for such a long period.
我最喜欢常常有时候跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说我这个摇橹甚苦啊。I
tell brothers and sisters how, like this rowing, how I overcome by rowing.
所以我不知道弟兄姊妹，你在教会的侍奉中，你是不是感觉摇橹甚苦？
Do you have the same feeling when you serve in the church?
有时候看看好像风平浪静，有时候忽然就起风浪。So
it seems very peaceful, and then all of a sudden a storm comes.
感谢主，只有主能够在水面上行走。But
only the Lord can walk on water.
这个生命胜过所有的风浪。And
this life overcomes all storms.
那么你到了第九章。And
then to chapter 9.
我们都知道这里一个瞎子的眼睛被打开了。And
we see how the blind and his eyes were opened by the Lord.
我们常常读圣经呢，我们就渴望能有亮光，能有启示，对不对？
When we read the Bible, we really long to have light and to have revelation.
但是很多时候呢，我们这个读圣经的字面上都读，好像是个瞎子看不见里面的东西。And
many times when we read the Bible, we see the words, but then we're blind from the real meaning.
如果有主的生命进来了。But
if the life of the Lord enters in.
主的话就解开了。
Then His word will be open to us.
那么 充满亮光，你看见那个生活是多么荣耀的一个生活。
Then that life would be such a glorious life.
所以保罗啊，提醒我们的非常重要。
So Paul says it's very important.
你要与神和好。
You have to be reconciled to the Lord.
我再说，你跟神之间没有问题。
That you have no problem with God.
我们知道，我刚刚讲这个和好呢，是呢与神相合的更进一步啊。
I already mentioned that this reconciliation is a one more step beyond peace with God.
Yeah, 非常重要。那么我们看见到后面十一章讲到拉撒路从死里复活。
And then in chapter 11 we see Lazarus being resurrected.
这里告诉我们你即使是死了都没有问题。
Even if you die, it's not a problem.
只要生命的主来了，他死了四天也叫他活了。
As long as the Lord of life comes, even if he has been dead.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要灰心啊。
So brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged.
也许你感觉说，哎呀，我现在的光景呢，真是死透了，死透了。
Maybe you feel my condition now is death through and through.
完全没希望了。
It's a hopeless case.
但是呢，你只要能够与神和好。
But if you are reconciled with God,
主把生命带进来了。
And our Lord brings in life.
不管你死了多久，他会叫你活过来。
No matter how long you have been dead, he will raise you up and give you life.
我们知道最后一个是在二十一章，约翰福音二十一章。
The last one is in John chapter 21.
我们看见彼得怎样从他的失败中被主挽回过来。
We see how Peter was recovered by the Lord from his defeat.
我们常常有时候基督徒啊都感觉我们的生活很失败，我不知道你的感觉如何。
Many times as a Christian, we feel that our life is such a failure, such a defeat.
哎呀，这个失败的感觉就会叫我们很沮丧。
And this feeling of being defeated makes us very discouraged.
毕竟我们有很多时候在同一件事情上面一再失败，你有没有这样经历？
Many times it's in one particular thing that we see defeat.
我也有我的软弱啊。
I also have my own weakness.
我有时候在同一件事情失败好多次啊，我都觉得很绝望，我觉得自己没希望。
And keep failing on this one particular thing, and like this feels very hopeless.
但是一读到彼得的故事，就让我们得激励。
But then once we read the story of Peter, we're greatly encouraged.
彼得的失败是很可怕的。
We know this failing of Peter is really tremendous, it's scary.
彼得在一个小使女的跟前呢，三次的发咒起誓否认主。
In front of a little maiden, he swear with oaths and curses and failed that way.
那我们弟兄姊妹中间有人做过这样的事吗？有人失败到这样的情形吗？
Has any one of us here failed to that extent?
可能我们有失败，但是呢，也赶不上彼得那个失败的可怕，对不对？
Maybe we have failures, but maybe not to the extent of Peter.
你看，我们主从死里复活之后，
But our Lord, after he was resurrected,
主动的来寻找彼得。
Our Lord actively initiated and seek out Peter.
这就是神所说的，神借着基督使我们与他和好。
The Lord made it possible for us to be reconciled to him.
感谢神的恩典。
Thank the grace of the Lord.
我们要借着与神和好，把生命引进来。
Through being reconciled with God, May the life be brought in.
这就是与神和好所得着的极大的福分。
And this is the great blessing of being reconciled with God.
啊，你们原谅我啊，我现在要把这个和好这个字啊，我再给你们做一点解释。
Now I want to explain further this word reconciliation.
啊，在这个罗马书跟哥林多后书的里面呢。
In the book of Romans and then at the end of the book of Corinthians.
他这个和好的这个希腊文叫做 katalasso.
In the Greek, this is katalasso.
那么在以弗所书跟哥罗西书里面呢，他前面加了一个小小的介系词，就是 apokalasso。
But then in Ephesians and Colossians, it added this prefix, apo, katalasso.
啊，那么呢，我们知道在罗马书五章里面所讲的是一个真理。
We know that in Romans 5, it talks about a truth.
它加上这个 apo 的意思什么意思呢？
Now what does adding the prefix apo mean?
就是呢，主耶稣使这个 katalasso transfer 所转到我们身上。
That prefix apple means that reconciliation of the Lord is transferred to you.
感谢我们的神。
Thank our God.
他借着主的所成功的救赎带来的恩典实在是太大。
Through the salvation work of our Lord, this is really a tremendous thing that's happened.
他意思说神是愿意跟我们和好的。
It says God is so willing to be reconciled with us.
怎么让这个和好能够达到我们身上呢？
And how does he make this reconciliation possible in us?
所以在圣经给我们看见不是光有客观的真理，我们还需要有主观的经历。
So not only do we have objective truth,But we have subjective experience.
那么好，我现在呢，把这个解释一下之后呢，我要再和弟兄姊妹讲，到底我们与神和好还有什么好处。
Now I want to mention what else, what other good things does come out of this reconciliation with God.
那么你们如果读这个罗马书五章十一节啊。
If you read Romans chapter 5:11.
他说我们与神和好也就借着他借着基督啊，以神为乐。
It says not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你看我们跟神和好之后呢，不仅从他的生命里面可以得救，还可以以神为乐。
So not only are we saved by his life because of reconciliation,But now we can rejoice in God.
当然这个快乐这个字啊，在希腊原文里面呢，它意思就是呢，这个以神为荣耀，以神为夸口。
The word joy means that you glory in God and boast in God.
什么叫做以神为荣耀，以神为夸口呢？
What does it mean to glory in God and to boast in God?
而是因为你在生活中你与神和好，你经历了一种光景，你就看见神能为你做一切的事情。
Because after being reconciled with God in your life, you know God can do such tremendous things in your life.
并且神能够做什么你不能做是他帮你做。
And what you cannot do, God will do for you.
所以你会看见很多基督徒在生活中做见证。
So you see Christians having testimony about their lives.
我常常我说，哎呀，我们的主真好啊。
They said, our God is really good.
这小孩子唱的歌就是 God is so good, God is so good, 对不对？
And that's why the kids sing the song, God is so good, God is so good.
我这事情我是不可能做的，结果呢，神就给我做过，所以呢，我们起来做见证，就。以神为夸口，对不对？他实在是好。
Because we can't do it ourselves, and we testify, God did it for me, and so He is good.
不仅这样，我们可以盼望他的荣耀，盼望神的荣耀。
But then also we hope in his glory.
并且呢，这里告诉我们是欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
And here it says that we rejoicingly look for his glory.
啊，我们今天在地上，我们知道主回来，这是最大的荣耀。
We know here on earth, the greatest glory is in his coming back.
那弟兄姊妹，你是欢欢喜喜的盼望这个荣耀呢，还是你心里很害怕？
So, are you hoping for this joyfully, or you are kind of scared in your heart?
啊，今天我在这里告诉弟兄姊妹。
Today, I'm here telling brothers and sisters.
你只要与神和好。
As long as you're reconciled with God.
你就可以欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
Then you can joyfully hope for the glory of God.
的确，我们也可以以神为乐啊。我们中文圣经翻译以神为乐。
Yeah, truly, we can joy in God.
我想弟兄姊妹有经验的人，我们就知道了。
For those with experience, we know.
如果有神的同在，能够与神在一起，那是最大的快乐。
The presence of God and to be with God, that is really the greatest joy.
我不知道你的感觉怎样，对我来讲是真实的。
I don't know how you feel, but to me it's very real.
哇，所以我常常最近会对主说，主啊，有你就够了，有你就够了。
And so I will often say to the Lord, Lord, with you, you alone is enough.
所以我很喜欢我们有首诗歌这样唱到啊。
And so I love this song that we sing.
有你不需要别的原因我也快乐。
With you, I don't need any other reasons. I am totally happy with you.
哇，一个人如果能活在这个以神为乐的光景中，这个生活是多么有力的一个生活，对不对呢？
If you can live in a condition of rejoicing in God, this kind of life is really full of strength.
好，我想我讲到这里啊，弟兄姊妹们大概应该对这个与神和好，我们有了一个印象，应该有了一个基本的认识，对不对？
Now that I have spoken up to this point, I hope brothers and sisters have an impression and have an idea of this reconciliation.
这是我们基督徒基本生活中间的一个非常重要的一个经历。
This is a very, very important experience in the life of a Christian.
但是神呢、啊，不是光叫我们呢与神相合和好就可以了。
But then it is not enough to just be reconciled with God.
那保罗告诉我们说呢，神也把这个劝人与神和好的职分托付给我们了。
Because Paul tells us that this, we also have this position of reconciling others to the Lord.
就是你不仅自己与神和好了。
Not only are you yourself reconciled to the Lord.
你要劝人与神和好。
You have to encourage others too to be reconciled to the Lord.
所以下次我们见面的时候啊，如果我们下次有机会见面。
And so next time, if we have a chance to meet each other,
你不要光问说你好吗？
You cannot just say, "Are you good? How are you?"
中国人问说你吃饱了没啊？
Are you full for Chinese?
我们下次见面是要问什么？你与神和好没
？The next time we see each other, the question should be, "Are you reconciled with God?"
那劝人与神和好，这个是我们在侍奉中间的非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing in our service.
所以真正的侍奉呢，就是劝人与神和好。
Real service is.Making others be reconciled with God.
但最基本的当然就是传福音了，对吧？
Of course, the most basic is to preach the gospel.
圣经告诉我们是传和平的福音。
We are preaching the gospel of peace.
不仅传和平的福音，是传叫人与神和好的福音。
But not only are we preaching the gospel of peace, we're preaching the gospel of reconciliation.
所以呢，今天呢，神把这个使命托付给我们。
So we are given this mission.
我们知道，只要我们与神和好，我们与弟兄姊妹就自然都是和好的。
We know that if we are reconciled with God, we will be reconciled with brothers and sisters.
我们要晓得，只有这种的和好，使教会才能得着建立。
Only this type of reconciliation will build up.
我们都不和好，我们建造什么教会呢？
If we're not reconciled, how can we build the church?
所以在以弗所书里面、哥罗西书里面都提到教会啊。
We know in Ephesians and the Colossians, both books mention the church.
不仅我们个人与神和好，我们整个团体与神和好。
So not only are we individually reconciled with God, the whole corporate is reconciled with God.
所以我或许我用这样简单的话来说。
Maybe I'll say this in a simple way.
你在教会中的侍奉啊，是不是对，是不是成功啊，就看你有没有把这个和好气氛带进来。
So your service in the body is successful or not depends on whether you bring.
如果你们人都大家都跟神和好了，彼此也和好了，弟兄姊妹，我们的侍奉是成功的。
If individually we're reconciled to God and among us we're reconciled to each other, then in the eyes of God we're successful.
所以你知道服事啊，但后面我会讲啊。
I'm still going to mention about service later.
啊，这个实在是非常的重要。
This indeed is very important.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道主快要回来了。
We know today that the Lord is coming soon, brothers and sisters.
啊，这个大疫情啊，一直到现在呢，还不停呢。
This great pandemic up to now is still going on.
实在是主怜悯我们，在提醒我们呢。
It's really God's mercy really telling us.
所以在这不多的时日里面，
that in such a short period of time,
我们一定要过着一个与神和好的生活。
We need to grab this opportunity and really be reconciled with God.
弟兄姊妹，神已经愿意与我们和好。
We know God is willing.
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
所以呢，这个与神这个字告诉我们，是在被动中的主动。
And so this phrase with God is telling us to be passively active.
因为神已经愿意了，他也希望我们愿意。
Because God is already willing, but hope.That we also are willing.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord himself bless his word.
在我们属灵的生活和经历的里面，给我们引导正确的路。
That in our spiritual life and experience, we will be going on the right way.
好，我想我们低头再一个祷告，好吧？我们一点祷告。
Let's bow down with prayer.
主啊，我们这是满心的感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we really thank you.
你是何等的爱我们。
You really love us so much.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们从前因着恶行是与你为敌的。
With our wicked ways, we are your enemies.
但是你没有丢弃我们。
But then, Lord, you did not just forsake us.
你因着你自己所成功的救赎。
With your salvation work,
不仅成就了和平,
not only did you accomplish peace,
也叫我们能够与神和好,
but you reconciled us to God.
让我们能享受在神里面所赐下一切的祝福,
that we can experience all the blessings from God.
主啊, 我们求你保守我们。
Lord, please keep us.
当你愿意的时候
Lord, when you are willing,
也使我们能够愿意。
Please let us also be willing.
让我们在不多的日子的里面
In this short period of time,
我们能过着与神和好的生活。
That we will live a life that is reconciled with God.
让这个经历实实在在的成为我们的经历。
That this experience be real in us.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
也谢谢你与我们众人同在。
And thank you for being with all of us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
This is by the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.